Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, 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 here we are again, unbelievably. I believe it is round six of another round with Wojo. That's me, Wojo, a co-host of the Bogey and Wojo show. We have the Birchie Kid, Will Birchfield.
What up, what up, what up?
He is the 97-1 The Ticket resident Pensman. Pensman? Writer, whatever.
I like Pensman, though.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Wordsmith. And then we got the Evan kid. That's Evan right. Jenkins. What he does is he sits there and looks at dirty videos all day long and posts things
does
on the website.
Does he qualify as a kid still? I mean,
and
he's
Netflix.
Like 33 and he's bald.
That's yeah. right.
And he's going to be married, I think, soon. I don't think we can.
Whoa!
I don't think we can.
Married soon.
Call him a kid.
Birchie, you'll understand this soon enough. Everyone's a kid to the Woj.
That's fair.
Now, we got a lot to get to because we took a week off. And, oh, you'll be sure to watch on the, I think Evan puts it up on the Ticket website. Mm-hmm. Me and the Birchie Kid tried this brand new product.
It's not really brand new this year
at Comerica Park.
It is brand new this year.
The Coney Island Pizza, okay? And, all right, it's been there all year. But in time for the 4th of July, which is basically about hot dogs and fireworks and whatnot, we sampled it, and there's a video up of our review of the Coney Island pizza.
Filmed really well by one Jennifer Hammond.
The Hammer did very
deserves
nicely.
Some recognition.
Uh-huh. So
I will say about, though, that pizza, it's good, but it's a real pain in the ass than, like, afterwards, because it doesn't sit well. I went out Sunday night after eating that pizza, and I did my usual Bud Light slammy, and I consumed many beers, and I woke up feeling like a pile of dog shit on Monday morning, and I actually had to puke. And when I puked, man,
ew.
I'm talking straight Coney Island pizza, hot dog chunks. Onion chunks. It was almost like it was right back there in front of me.
Oh,
it was the
God.
Exact same stuff.
Could
so
that not
careful.
Have had to do with the volume of the Bud Lights?
Oh, I'm sure it was related.
Don't be pinning it on the Coney
Island
pizza.
I'm sure it was related, but you're telling me that your stomach felt great after that?
I only had one slice, and yes, it did feel good.
Yeah, it's the booze.
Yeah, it's the booth. Thank you. Oh, yeah. You know what?
You guys
Evan,
didn't do it justice either.
No, he's the one. He's the one that gets faced and then gets sick and then says,
blames
oh,
the food.
Food poisoning. Oh,
it is.
I had a bad turkey sandwich. Oh, bull crap. We're calling BS on that. No, wait, what are you ripping on our video
well,
for?
Where did you grab that from? What section was that thing?
It's like in section 115.
Okay, so it's nowhere close to the press box. You should have done it there where it was hot and fresh.
Hey, that's what I said, but Wojo was like, eh, I don't want to deal with all the people recognizing me and catcalling.
No, I did not. You were
so vain, man.
No, I said I didn't want people interrupting the video.
I don't
because
think they
of
would've.
How because of how recognizable you are was
oh,
your point.
Hold on. Evan, all of a sudden, is the connoisseur of videos and how they should look.
I feel like people don't walk. No, it's not how the video looked. It's that you didn't get the fullness of that pizza. You let it simmer and warm down.
No, it was still pretty hot.
It was hot.
Yeah.
It wasn't fresh.
No, the cheese was melting and stuff.
It was damn fresh. But anyhow, it still fits. So get the damn thing up on the website because the 4th of July is about hot dogs. Now, anything crazy on the 4th of July? I know Birchie did. What about you, Evan? Evan did one of the little boys' trips that he was ripping on you for, right?
That's next week.
He's going on one next weekend. I just want to point out his hypocrisy here. He made fun of me for having a guys' weekend during which we played golf. He said, oh, how can you just hang out with dudes for 3 straight days.
Uh-huh.
And what is Evan going to do next weekend?
Dude's
guys weekend playing golf. So
right.
where do you get off, Evan?
Yeah,
it's completely different.
Off.
This thing's been going on for like 10 years, 15 years.
Ours is a tradition also,
it's
man.
It's been like a year.
Third annual.
Well, no, the problem with Birchie's is it was a house full of guys and one girl
that was his sister.
Two girls. My mom was there too. And my younger sister, 3 girls.
That's
suck
the difference
on those
between
nuts,
hours.
Man.
Okay, so anything exciting on the 4th of July? Did we eat hot dogs?
Golfed.
Yo, I've got a confession, Evan. You'll appreciate this, man. So there's this a lovely lady who works in our office whose name is and she is not quite in my age range, I would say. She's a
younger?
Little bit. No, she's probably like my mom's age. And but is very pretty. I mean, I'm happy saying that on the air. I don't mind that. And Lauren and I recently exchanged numbers, and I was like, oh, that's you know, I might be something like worth pursuing.
Going?
So on Monday night, when you and I were at O'Toole's together, we can talk about that later, but I took it upon myself. I mean, I was pretty wasted, but I took it upon myself to text, and I just said, hey, happy 4th, should we meet up for drinks? And didn't get a response. So I came in today, and I walked past. You know, I always say hi to Lauren because she's awesome. I said, oh, you know, Lauren, I was a little bit disappointed you didn't respond to my text. And she said,
I couldn't understand
she said, she said, you know, well, you probably shouldn't be texting me at 1 a.m. on a Sunday night.
Whoa!
Yeah.
She was offended by that?
No, I think she was just a little bit concerned as to my intentions.
Well, I will say this.
Yeah, but nobody worked Monday.
Yeah.
I think you just kind of got the cold shoulder.
I totally did.
And then
Monday
you confronted her, you're
holiday.
That guy.
Well, no, yeah, I'm not just going
to
let
Who's
it
the
sit.
Guy that's like, oh, you didn't respond to my text?
Well, I wanted to find out her reasoning.
Okay, but here's the thing. When the Birchie kid, and I haven't been out many times, but I have at like O'Toole's Monday night, he needs to have his phone taken away from him when he's getting loaded.
Probably a good idea.
Because A, the texting, B, you hand it to random dudes to allow them to use it and then steal it.
And then they take off.
That thing should be locked away.
Yeah.
Do not take it in the future.
That's good advice.
To the bar. And that was the night before the 4th of July. And yesterday was the 4th of July. And real quick, the hot dog eating contest, the Nathan's thing,
where the
Joey Chestnut. What do you mean, so good?
It's great. I love watching
it. Who won it this year? Was it Chestnut again?
Yeah.
Yes!
11 last year.
71 hot dogs in, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah. Pretty good.
Don't
72
you think,
hot dogs.
Don't you? I was on with the, who are the two kids in the morning? You got Jamie and Stoney, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were...
And
Stoney.
Heather Parks.
And Heather Parks. And
Park.
They were touting.
Park. There's only one
say?
Of her. You guys said Heather Parks.
Oh, by the way, we'll be down at Comerica's Parks tonight.
Okay, but, there's only one Evan Jenkins, but
yeah,
you have it.
Is that Evan Jenkins?
Yeah, but that's how I spell my name is Jenkins.
No, you're Evan Jenkins if you're going to be a
Yeah, if you're
going to
use that logic.
And you know what else?
You are now
Poor
Evan Jenkins.
Poor girl just started.
You know who the boss is? Do you know who the PD here is? Jimmy Power. There we go.
Boom.
We're going right
exactly.
down the line.
Poor
right
girl's
down,
trying to get her name out
right
there.
Down
you
the
guys
old
are
line.
Shitting all over it.
We're not. It's a nice name. Heather's very nice.
All the S's
but
are gone.
She's
it's
very nice.
Parks.
Do you listen to Doug Kirch in the afternoon? All the S's are gone. We're done.
I think his name would sound the same.
Yeah, it would. But the hot dog thing, and I love a good hot dog, and I saw an actual study, an actual one,
mm-hmm.
the 50 states... And they asked, your favorite, is it the burger or the hot dog? The favorite grilling food.
Yeah.
How many of those 50 states do you think picked burgers, according to Amount They Sell,
mm-hmm.
versus hot dogs? Give me your guess.
I'm going to guess 30 say burgers.
So 30 burgers, 20 dogs?
Yeah.
I'll go 33 burgers, 17 dogs.
Not bad. 39 burgers.
Wow.
11 dogs.
Yeah, it's higher.
And we're one of the dogs. Michigan,
nice. What was Connecticut? Do you know?
I can go back and look. I didn't know off the top of my head.
Well, we're grimy here, so it makes sense.
No, it's the Coney dog thing, don't you think?
I'm surprised that hot dogs only got 11 votes out of 50.
A lot of people
on the burger.
A lot of people look down on hot dogs and say that they're the of
meat. Oh, yeah, because like how they're
and
made and stuff.
There's more burger joints than there are all the new
yeah,
burger
I thought we were talking about like
Shake
grilling
Shack.
And stuff.
Well, no, it's amount of consumption in that given state, not just
but
grilling.
But Chicago was dogs.
You know, I have to go back and look at Illinois. I'm sorry, Illinois.
That's right.
So I like a good burger, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm a good hot dog. But watching the Chestnut dude smush those things into his mouth, 70,
it's awesome.
Makes me not ever want to have a hot dog.
Yeah, right. If I offer you a hot dog right now, you're eating it.
Oh, do you have mustard?
Yeah.
Yellow mustard? Not the spicy
crap. Yeah, was that
crap.
A debate over the week again?
No. Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah,
Sully
was spouting off some bull.
What was he spouting
he was
off
flaunting
about?
It. He was pissed that people were ripping on him for putting ketchup on a hot dog at
mm-hmm.
his little golf
Why does
outing.
He give a
oh
shit?
My, he tweeted it and was like, I'm doing this just because, and people were lambasting
I put ketchup
him.
On my hot dog.
He also
if someone wants me to put mustard
Did you see this, Evan? And I gotta, I've already confronted Sully on this, so I don't mind talking about it on the air. He was complaining about people doing loud yard work on a Friday night. Like, isn't that the best time to do loud yard work?
On a Friday? He was complaining, but how
But who cares? Like, Friday night is, that's when you get after it. That's when you're being loud
you
yourself.
You can't do it past, what, so who, 10 o'clock?
I guess you're right.
It's dark.
Who cares?
Dark,
who cares about loud noises on a Friday night? Isn't that when everyone's making loud noises?
If you're lucky, yeah, sure, you're making loud
Yeah, but
noises.
How late? You can't do yard work that late anyway.
No, you're right. That's a good point. Well, unless you're blown off. How late were the fireworks
going? Oh, let me guess.
Going?
It was too early Saturday morning to do it, too.
No.
He's one of those guys.
I have a bigger problem.
He was saying the same thing. Yeah.
I have a bigger problem with early Saturday morning. That's an issue.
Why?
You don't even have neighbors, man. Don't you have like your own estate pretty much? Like, no one's gonna make
Yeah, well,
noise
I make sure
here.
The animals are quiet.
If you're getting woken up by yard work, that means that you probably need to wake up. It's time to start.
Not always. How late did you hear the fireworks last night, by the way? My neighborhood was booming till I'd say 12:30.
I went to sleep during it, but yeah, they were nonstop.
Yeah.
That's all around. But Roosevelt's like a war zone anyway.
That's right. You live in the mean streets of Roosevelt,
yeah,
don't you?
So is it a gunshot? Is it a firework?
You south side or north side, Roseville?
I'm south side.
What's the difference?
You go north of 696, it gets a little classier.
Yeah.
But you get my side by like East Point, you can end up dead.
So I'm going to continue with the 4th of July thing.
Yeah.
We mentioned hot dogs. Uh-huh. We're all pro hot dogs, right?
Love them.
Yeah.
We'll get to baseball momentarily, Tigers. And I'm going to make one of the great confessions, and I hope you're not recording this, Evan.
You like a... Is that it?
Let's be honest. If you announce right now you like anal,
No, stop it!
I wouldn't be that surprised.
No!
If that was your confession...
We're talking about...
That wouldn't surprise me.
No! Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie.
Oh, that was close.
Apple pie is so far down my list of favorite pies. And if that makes me... If that makes me as un-American as putting ketchup on a hot dog, but I would probably put 8 different flavors of pie above apple pie.
Just makes you an
a-beast.
Coconut cream, banana cream.
Coconut cream pie?
Cherry pie. Pumpkin pie. Pecan pie.
Blueberry pie? That's pretty good.
Blueberry pie. I'd put an 8th. Not rhubarb.
I agree, it's not always the best tasting pie, but you have to admit that it's the best one because that
it's
makes you American.
It's the easiest.
That's
cheapest.
Like not liking baseball or like you know, Ford trucks, man.
See, and this is where I go back to
all
the problems.
All pies are simple to make.
This is where I go back to the problems with you millennials. Because when we started this podcast, you're both like, all right, let's just start talking. That's what we do. Let's talk. I said, well, no, let's have kind of a plan and map it out. Talk. No, we just talk. We're millennials.
That's the nature of it, man.
Yeah, and apple pie. You just lean on whatever we've created for you. You just ride it out. Come up with something of your own. Make it your signature pie. How about a good chocolate cream pie?
What are all these cream pies you're talking
about? Yeah, why?
I've never heard about like
cream pies. Oh, it's his internet search history.
Oh, it is. That kind of goes hand in hand with girl too.
But wait, why does it have to? You don't like a cream pie as good as a fruit pie?
I'm a fruit pie guy. I mean, a pie to me is a fruit thing.
How about a good warm peach pie?
Oh yeah, that you can stick your in. No, you know
always goes back to that.
You know in
too.
What's that movie?
American Pie.
Yeah, when he's banging the pie in the kitchen.
Yeah, when he's banging the warm apple pie.
And his dad walks
We're
in.
Aware of that.
Yeah, great scene.
Correct.
You ever do that?
Not lately. What is it with you guys? Do you guys not get enough of your fun out while going on the internet?
Interwebs?
Nah. Like, doesn't that take care of these yearnings that you have?
It's some, but not
We're
all.
Just thinking out loud. That's
Yo,
all.
I got okay. a good story.
Thinking out loud.
Dude,
that's what we do. Mm-hmm.
So you know how if you ever one time connect to a Bluetooth speaker, whenever you're around that speaker again, your phone automatically connects to it if the speaker's on.
Yeah.
So I came home. this is like late, I think late Sunday night. It was one of the nights last week. Came home and I was watching porn. And I was up, I was upstairs on my phone. I was watching porn on my phone. And then one of my roommates came home with some friends, and they were downstairs, and they turned on the speaker that my phone has been has been on in the past. And so all of a sudden, I'm watching this video, and the volume stops playing from my phone. I'm like, oh, that's weird. What's going on? And then I hear it on the speaker downstairs that they had just turned on. Oh, my God. So wait a classic minute. Coincidence.
When they turned it on and you're watching porn up in your...
They start hearing like...
Can they hear like the horse noises? Oh, like the horses are
Yeah, they hear all the guys' voices.
Right.
Can I get off of porn for one second?
Yeah. I just thought it was a funny story.
No, that is, if I can distract you guys for one second. All right, I mentioned baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. Baseball. This thing now, lately, and I admit I've come around on this, the JV, Justin Verlander. You're familiar with his work with the Tigers?
Yeah.
It now does appear to be open season on... He went from, oh, he's one of our great icons, and wouldn't it be great if he retired a Tiger, too? I would say in the last two weeks, get him out of here! Get whatever you can for him! His bloodthirsty sell everything thing. I'm fine with that. Trading Justin Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not fine with, we were talking to the Valeni kid out there, that he's, no matter what, even if you get nothing for him, even if you get a Kate Upton poster for him, mm-hmm. that you have to trade. And I'm not going that far, but yes, I am totally on board now with trading Justin Verlander. And I'll even say this, I don't think his value is as low as people think.
I don't either.
He has only two full years after this year. Uh-huh. I know they're $28 million per year, but... You can and his velocity is the highest it's been since 2011. Before Will answers, because Evan's a little Tiger dork over there.
That's right.
You're enamored with the old English D. Are you willing to go ahead and say bye-bye to JV?
Sure, but I don't think they're going to get what they want for him, so they're never going to end up dealing him.
Did you hear what I just said?
I get that.
His value might be higher than you think. You get the Cubs and the Dodgers and the stupid little Yankees
I get that, but
into a bidding war?
If they can do it, I'm all for it. But I just don't think that Avila will ever get what he wants for him.
So do you think on August 1st, Evan, that JV will be a Tiger?
Yes.
You do, really?
Wow, that's surprising. I've been
talking about this for like the last 2 years and he hasn't gone.
Yeah, but it hasn't gotten serious.
Never to this
I don't know. This summer or this past offseason was pretty damn serious, wasn't
not
it?
Not for him, though. For the other guys. I don't think for him. Like, I never for one second, bought that JV or Miggy would get traded as long as Mike Ilitch was alive. Mm-hmm. I never thought that was possible. But he passed in February, and all of a sudden it does seem like, okay, changing of the guard and all that.
Yeah, I don't think that it's happening.
I've seen people, like Lynn Hennig and others, say 30% chance he gets traded. I bet that goes up.
That number is just kind of plucked out of thin air.
Yeah, I bet it's 31 at least.
I bet it's 32 now.
Yeah, what about now?
Yeah, it's still not happening.
33.
Wow, I just saw 34.
He's going to be a Tiger.
It's up to 34%. 36.
The guy's going to be a Tiger.
Okay, speaking of
Tigers. Should we invite Osmus to my get-together this
weekend?
Wait
a minute. For the first time, and he's been in town over a year, the Birchie kid is going to have, because he's got this cool Royal Oak mini mansion, that he's going to have a party, and I believe the boss is even coming, perhaps?
Yeah. He's not coming.
He's not?
He said he is.
He's got his in-laws in.
He said he's going to try and sneak off for a bit and stop
what
by.
You want to bet, what, $50 he doesn't show up?
Let's bet it, because then we'll give
Jimmy
I'll half
make
the
that
money.
Bet. No, yeah, I'll make that bet.
And
I'm going to
stay for an hour.
He has to be entertaining. No, and he has to drink three beers and start to
he will not be there.
Tell dirty jokes.
At what number of guests does a keg make sense?
Well, how many people do you think you're actually getting?
I think like...
Is it just going to be you and Bob?
No, I think between 10 and 15 will show up.
Here's the key.
Where are you getting all these people?
Evan, here's the key, because he's inviting people from work. Is the Birchie kid going to cross two lines? Is he crossing the Stony line?
Yes.
Yes! Good.
Stony's invited.
Okay. Is he crossing... Can I say it? Is he crossing the other line?
The Leech line?
Nah, I ain't crossing that line.
You're not crossing the Leech line?
I'm drawing a line in the sand, and I'm not stepping past that.
I
want to
know where you're getting the
10
people from. So he's got Wojo for sure.
You want to hear?
Yeah, let's hear.
Want to hear the invite list?
No. I want to know people that are coming.
Well, I only invited people today, so I haven't, like...
He's a millennial. He hasn't even written up a list.
Because I know these guys pretty well.
Jamie's
coming.
Gator's coming.
Who?
Kang, Jamie's coming. Gator's coming.
Don't you think Jamie's wishy-washy, too?
Kang is coming.
He can be, but I think he's coming.
Kang is coming. Bogey's coming. Sully will come. Mike said he's a maybe. Probably not.
So you're at four right now.
No, shut up!
Dude, yeah, it's
you, more than that. Gator, and you said maybe Kang.
No, Kang is a yes. Karsh is a yes. Dude, it's going to... I bet you...
I bet you Karsh is wishy-washy, too. Did he give you up for sure yes?
Wait a minute. Are you one of those guys? He's one of those when he's invited somewhere before he commits, he goes, oh, who's going
to
be there?
Right. He wants to know the invite list.
I see you two enough. I don't need to go and sit there with you for four hours.
Who's going to be there?
Right.
I had a friend.
And you got to remember, Stoney's already going out earlier that day. Well, you get two passes in one day.
Where's he going?
Got a little golf thing on Saturday.
Oh.
Should I invite Heather Parks?
Yes.
Yeah, I should invite Heather Parks.
Yeah.
Everybody's had this friend. I had this friend my whole life, way back when, you'd have a gathering, whatever it was, to watch the ball game. As it was starting, he'd call, dude, who's over there? Dude. Like, whoever! Come over or don't!
Right.
Dude, who's there? Well, how long are you going to be there? What do you have? What do you got? I'm like, shut up. You either come or you don't.
Oh, you know who I can guarantee you is going to come, Evan? By extension, you can bet your ass that Audrey will be there, because anywhere Bogey goes...
Who is Audrey?
Anywhere Bogey goes, Audrey follows.
Okay, so you're up to like five.
And vice versa.
Do you think she even likes hanging out with dudes like that?
Who?
She likes her Bogey dude.
Yeah, and she can hang.
Really?
They wear the same damn jeans, for God's sake.
They do.
Yeah. So the party will be on.
Yes,
that'll be
on.
And let's wrap it up with this, because baseball... And you guys did your little porn talk. You talked about dirty pies and stuff. But wrap it up with baseball. And I know this is cliche, but we can make it non-cliche. The Tiger era is coming to a close. Some trades will happen.
Hasn't it already come to a close?
Okay, it has. 2006 to 2015, if you want to say. R.I.P. A word or a phrase or a moment. You don't have to just say one word, but something that wraps up in your mind the era. And the moment, if you're positive, is the Maglio home run, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're negative, it's the Big Poppy Grand Slam in the ALCS, right? That basically wiped out the Tigers in that game.
Mm-hmm.
How about a phrase to wrap up? One of the great eras in Tigers history.
It is whimpery.
It's like the only era I've ever seen.
Evan,
that's a shame.
That's such bull.
It is a shame. What the fuck have they done? What have they done?
Dude, I told you what they've done.
So wait, what is your... Did you have a negative phrase? What is it?
I think it's a shame.
It's a shame.
I've been alive 33 years.
Your phrase, Evan Jenkins.
Yes.
2006 to 2015, Tigers.
They made the playoffs.
A damn shame.
One,
like four times.
Two World Series
three,
appearances.
Four.
They beat the Yankees' asses.
Okay, Yankees have done like 2002?
Three times. The Yankees won in 2009.
All right, Evan's going with shame.
I'm gonna
shame.
Go,
ding, ding, ding.
It is a shame.
Shame.
I'm going to go with memorable.
How so? What's memorable?
What do you mean?
No,
how
that's
so,
a, no, no, no. That's a good
the
one.
The first Triple Crown winner
Thank
in
you.
Like 45
okay,
years.
Okay, so you got an individual
you
achievement.
You had a pitcher.
Two World Series.
You had a pitcher win the MVP and a Cy Young in the same season.
Individual.
That hadn't happened in a long ass time. They did.
So it's like
these
the
Tigers
80s.
Teams. These Tigers teams
and then,
did
you know,
things.
Kershaw did it like 2 years
these
later.
These Tigers teams did things that are really rare. And I think.
But they're
that's,
not rare.
I think that's worth.
They
the
are rare.
They made it four times
the triple
in
crown,
10 years.
The Triple Crown is exceedingly rare, man. It's so
Hall
rare.
Of Fame
okay,
careers.
But yet again, that's not about the team. That's about
even,
one f***ing
even,
player.
Even,
we're not. We're just saying the era.
We're talking,
it's
we're
a shame.
We're
okay, so you had a triple crown winner.
We're talking about
you had an
the
MVP,
era.
And what do you got to show for it? You're ready to ship
a
these
revival
guys out
of baseball
it's
in Detroit.
Not,
go back to 2005 and 2004.
That, but that's since 87.
You know what? I would even contend this. If
so
the Tigers didn't take off, no, I'm not happy with it. I don't know if that whole District Detroit would have come up around there.
Wow, there you go.
Well, we'll see, but it might not have been in the exact same era. And I think for being a young millennial...
Okay, ask him if the Yankees did that, four playoffs in 10 years, if he would be okay with that.
Well, they do have a slightly different standard.
Okay
I'm just
it.
Asking a question.
We're not talking
you
about
You don't
it?
Think memorable?
We're
I think memorable is a damn
okay
good
it.
Word.
See, he won't answer the question. Would you be
I
okay
wish
with
I had
that?
Come up with memorable.
With what?
You'd be okay with four playoffs in 10 years.
No, and he's right. the Yankees are held to a much different standard than the Tigers.
Whether
or not you're satisfied doesn't negate the fact that it's memorable.
What was memorable? Two things. You mentioned two things. The World Series.
Are World Series trips not memorable?
Okay, what's memorable about it?
AL pennants not memorable?
Give me something memorable about the World Series appearances. Just anything.
You're in the World Series. You're the focal point of a sport. I don't know how you cannot say it's memorable.
Because it's not. They have
so
nothing.
So many
ooh,
good
we got ALCS rings. Those are dope. No.
When did you change? Do you know the Tigers?
I love them.
Since when is he some cynic, man?
See, this is what's wrong with this town. This is what's wrong.
You've got to understand the nature.
It was cool.
The Tigers are a charter member of the American League since 1901.
Okay.
They've won four World Series.
Right.
So it's not like
1984.
Then you might as well say 116 years are not memorable. You have to pick out your memorable. You have different standards of memorable.
They've been more disappointing than memorable. Have they not?
Lately, yes, but overall, no.
But no, even since 2012.
I wouldn't use disappointing. I like memorable because that factors in individual and team.
I can talk to my kids about how the Tigers were memorable because they made the playoffs.
Yes!
They went to the World Series and lost
the Mickey Triple Crown.
Because they had two of the best players in baseball
and
on the team at the same time.
And they did nothing.
No-nos. What about the no-nos? What about Zoom Zoom?
Don't you think old Red Sox fans reflected on Ted Williams?
Yeah, I'm sure that they're really looking back on those nice losses.
And talked about to their kids how memorable it was to watch those guys play, even though those teams never won a World Series.
No, they talked about the curse over
Evan,
and
you
over
surprised
and
me.
Shit.
You don't have to be a slap
yeah,
Tiger
in a negative,
fan at all.
You're in a bad mood
because
today.
All Will's mentioned are two players.
No, but you have to look at the history of the Tigers.
I am looking
if
at the history.
If you have nothing, nothing,
part of
decade
era.
After decade, nothing, nothing, nothing,
correct.
Nothing. Memorable for a decade.
Has it, though? I don't think it has.
Go back to 70s and 60s.
Go back to the
68, 84.
All of that.
Even the
since
80s.
Since I've been alive.
When they were with the World Series.
And
they only made the playoffs twice.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So they doubled that output in this particular decade.
Pretty
memorable. No, you're stepping. You,
it just sucks.
He's turning into an old. He's,
you sound like Valeni, man.
Yeah.
Because it sucks. What you do we have to show for?
I never thought I'd see the day.
What do Tiger fans have to show for?
Little tanker. Little ball tanker.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying they should tank. I don't even think they're going to get rid of Verlander.
Well,
no,
they shouldn't tank.
But I also
they
don't think that we should be happy that the Tigers
not
went to the...
I'm not talking about satisfaction.
Memorable. Wait, the word memorable is not all positive.
No, not at all.
But the way he's talking about it, these
you
are positive
say, I
experiences.
Went, I had a,
they
a
are.
Ticket to ride
those
on the Titanic. It was a memorable trip on the Titanic. That's memorable.
That's true. Okay.
It could be positive or negative.
Memorable to me is getting spanked by the Cardinals.
You don't think that game
spanked by the fucking Giants.
You don't
Giants.
Think that game in Boston and when the grand slam by Big that wasn't a memorable game when Torrey Hunter
yeah,
tumbled was, in
the
cross
the
hard yeah. arms up.
Yeah. Tiger fans.
Memorable.
That guy still has a job, by the way.
Yeah, I know. He's like a hero there. All right, I'm going with memorable too.
Thanks,
damn it,
buddy. I
but what the fuck
that.
Is memorable? You
score
haven't even
one
mentioned
for
it.
The Birchie kid.
What have you?
Zero.
What's memorable?
Birchie.
Just give me something that's memorable.
I just
we've
gave
talked
all.
About it
okay,
for the past 10 minutes.
No, you haven't. You mentioned Verlander. And Cabrera, and that's all you mentioned.
That series against the Red Sox, before they blew that
okay,
series
so
against the Red Sox,
that's memorable.
Scherzer and Anibal Sanchez had, what, like 16 no-hit innings. They were dominating Boston. There was Jim Leland going bonkers at times. All of that was memorable. Placido Polanco wearing his parka during the World Series.
Almost like Cassianos.
Yes.
Little,
and at the end of the day, the only memory you have.
Neck warmer.
You know, I'm going to leave this
rings.
On a sour note. Evan
ALCS
is very
rings.
Much disappointed.
Yeah, he's been very, very yeah. mad
that's
today.
That's all good. You work with the bogey, so you got to be the positive guy now.
All right,
Will's
that's
been
it.
A Yankee fan, so he doesn't really know real baseball.
We have to go down and watch another Tiger game.
We get to watch Alex Fiedo get introduced today.
Yeah.
The savior.
Tigers yet again.
Future
very
Tiger
unique.
Savior.
The new version.
When was the last time they did that, though?
Well, he is the College World Series
I know,
hero,
but
though.
When was the last time they did
for the first round pick?
Forever, right? They didn't even do it with Porcello.
Yeah, I don't remember. But we're going to see. All right, that's it. Another round with Wojo. We'll do another one, and these guys will dig through the internet and find
we'll
dirty
talk,
things to talk about.
We'll give an update on this weekend's get-together, which I think, over-under guess, I'm going to say over 10.
From
over 10.
Here?
Yeah.
I'll take the under.
Tell you what, I'll bring a six-pack and I'll bring an individual bag of Lay's potato chips.
Perfect.
And like a six-pack of dogs or the eight-pack of dogs.
Six-pack of dogs or the eight-pack of buns.
There it is.
Woo!